Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
All right, so I just want to continue just talking about what we heard from Andrew Berry in the last hour, his press conference that he has before each and every draft every year. And so he normally will come out and straight out and tell you that, you know, I'm going to say a lot of words and they're not really going to mean a whole lot. So there were a couple other points. You brought up most of them in the last segment. But when I take a look at this, you know, the question about not taking wild swings in the draft too, I thought that that was important. That if they don't, you know, they're not going to go out there and just, I'm trying to remember who the tight end, Bill Belichick was upset that the Browns didn't get, ended up going to the Jets. I want to say Brady. Ended up going to the Jets, and he ended up drafting the kid from Ohio State that never really amounted to much of anything in the first round. It was back when Bill was here, back in the 90s.
Right.
Just because he was upset because the guy he thought they were going to take ended up not taking.
They don't sound desperate. It's the biggest takeaway that I have to the whole thing. They don't sound desperate. And so they're going to operate in their board. It sounds like ownership has given them a decent amount of rope to say, you've got time to fix this. We're going to follow our board. They may not address quarterback in this draft, and I don't think it should shock anybody if they don't address the starting quarterback position in this draft. Like, that's at least that's what I'm taking away from this. Is they're going to follow their board and they're going to trust themselves and they're going to do what they do. And I think the rest of us are going to have to hold on whether we agree or disagree. We're just all going to have to hold on because these guys have the rope to do it and they have the trust of ownership and that's the direction it's going to go.
Yeah. So we sit here, we're a week out. We're going to try to, Craig Powell was the guy. Now it was driving me nuts. I could not remember Craig Powell. It was the year they took Eric Zeier to the quarterback, and Kyle Brady was the tight end. The Jets ended up taking him in 95, and we were just like, oh, I can't – because it was so mad and he was upset. And it was fun, I don't know, just because we actually got to see inside the draft room. But, man, that was a really, really bad draft for the Browns in 95. Holy moly. Mike Frederick from Virginia.
Dude, nobody wins when you play this game.
This is a bad game.
Nobody wins when you play this game.
They took a kid out of Weber State. In the fifth round, Tau Pupa. I mean, I don't remember. P-U-P-A. I'm not making up
that.
A word. There.
No,
you don't.
Have,
no. P-U-P-U-A.
Looks like I got to dump that. We're getting into a meeting. I think we're going to call into a meeting.
No, we're not. In the fifth round, they took Mike Miller. And then in the seventh round, they took A.C. Tellison from Miami.
I feel like I need my mouth
what
washed up.
What a horrible draft that was. Seriously, they got production out of three guys. Eric Zeier played 28 games. And that was the most they got out of any of them. Craig Powell only played in 14 games and had like zeros across the board.
Nobody wins when you play this game.
Oh, man.
Nobody wins. Oh. On top of that, it was the 95 draft as well, and the team was moving. So you had to pick them up and move it with new coach.
Well, they weren't
GM
at that point. They were still here.
All that kind of stuff.
Wait, is that right? 95? What am I looking at? That has to be. But that was the draft. It was the year. Yeah, you're right. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, it. The whole turnover.
They were here for
guys,
that year, though.
Yeah, those guys were not set up to succeed.
But when they had the draft, though, not, like we still didn't know they were gone.
That's true.
So
that's true.
What a bummer that year was. Okay, forget about it. I don't want to talk about it because Tim Couch should be their next pick, and he had to go back to 99 to get that.
You don't want
to
do that.
All right, let's Joe Flacco, speaking of quarterbacks in Baltimore and all those things going on, but Flacco obviously becoming a member of the Browns again for the second time around last week. He was on with Ken and Anthony this morning, and as we said, and I thought that Andrew Berry laid it out pretty well, that there are the expectations for him are not set in stone. No one's telling Joe Flacco when he gets here he's going to be the starter. No one's telling him he's going to be the backup. No one's telling him he's going to be the inactive quarterback every week. They're telling him, go out there and compete, and let's go see if you can win the job right away. That's what we got, right? Isn't that what you felt like Andrew said?
That's what I took from it. So, yeah, it sounds like, hey, go out and earn it, well, both of you.
So when he was on this morning with Ken and Anthony, here's what he said about being a mentor.
I don't think people truly understand like what the quarterback room is all about and how that works. I do think it's important for young quarterbacks to be able to learn. You don't want to put a young quarterback in a football game before he's actually ready, because there's just so many things in the cycle in this league these days is just so quick. You want these guys to be ready, and I do think there's huge advantages to being able to sit back and make sure you get and gain that confidence.
I love that. I love that, Andy.
Well, as a Green Bay Packer fan, why would you not love it? That's how they run things in Green Bay. They know they've got a good quarterback in the waiting. They wait. They make sure they're ready to go before they put him out there, and then they put him out there. Like, this is the problem. This is the reason we've had so many quarterbacks here in Cleveland. It's not just, you know, the current regime's situation. It's everybody's regime since they've been back in 99. It's just we don't have the patience. Or we have people that get injured, or you're trying to force a round peg into a square hole. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. If you want to draft a quarterback and give him the opportunity to grow, you're going to probably have to let him sit for a little bit and be patient. No one has patience in the NFL right now.
I think it's smart. It's the way that you should operate. Everybody wants to point to Jaden Daniels and to CJ Stroud, and you want to point to these guys. Heck, even Jeff's guy, Josh Allen. Everybody wants to point at all these
different
guys.
He talked
about
that today, about how long they waited. You know, that Buffalo waited a little bit before they threw him out there.
And then when they threw him out there, they let him struggle. And they let him figure it out. And they let things get ugly. And they put the training wheels on him. And they did all of these things because they knew that the payoff was going to be there. And so by letting these guys sit, then giving them a really long runway to make mistakes, put bumpers on them, to do all of those different things, you can get a top-tier quarterback. You can work your way to it. The problem is we are in this world where everybody's going, I got to get my Jaden Daniels. Get me my Jaden Daniels. Where's my Jaden Daniels? It's like, those guys don't happen very often. That doesn't happen all of that often. It is rare that that comes out. Patrick Mahomes sat for close to a year. I mean, you see it all around the league. Josh Allen sat for a bit, then had bumpers. Same thing with Lamar Jackson. I mean, goodness, Greg Roman built that offense with the idea of having the training wheels on Lamar Jackson. It took having to get Greg Roman out and Todd Monken in for Lamar to really take off. Like, there's so many things that comes with that, but everybody would rather try to find the easiest path instead of realizing that that's rare. It's so rare.
I don't. It's the way we live right now. I mean, you can get 87,000 different combinations of coffee at Moon Dollars, right? I mean, and if you look at it, it's up to $373 billion if you really want to start playing with the combinations. Let's hear more from Joe Flacco when we come back. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.